The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody to our Monday night Optavia business call. I'm very excited, and I want to first wish all of you a happy new year. It's a great time to be Optavia. It's a great time to be us. We're moving into the 2021 and in full steam, ready to help change the world and make it a healthier and give better well-being to all those that desire more. And so to kind of welcome the new year, I've asked Nick Johnson, our president, to join us. Nick, how are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you, Dr. A?
Awesome. Just real excited about this year, as I think most of us are.
No, absolutely. We've been talking about this for quite some time, back when we were at Sundance together and talking about organizational health. And I thought about this a lot during the holidays and thinking about what 2021 will bring. And of course, wishing everyone optimal health and well-being in their lives. That's, of course, what we offer. But as I think about 2021 and the position that we're in right now, and I believe that we can recommit to our own health. And inside the company, that recommitment to health looks like performance. It looks like financial stability. It looks like stakeholder relations and managing all of those expectations. Of course, it's a commitment to the health of this community and making sure that we can be better this year than we were last year, than we were the year before. And that's really our commitment. We've been talking about it a lot from the company side, from the field side, internally within the company. Our commitment is to be better. It doesn't have to be huge, huge improvements, although that's our hope and that's our expectation. But as long as we make those improvements every single day, which is our commitment to all of you, we're gonna find ourselves at the end of 2021 in a far better position than we found ourselves as we're beginning 2021. So that's what's on my mind, that recommitment to our own health, personal health, organizational health, company health, and of course the health and vibrancy of this community. So that's what's been on our minds. I had my meeting with my team this morning, kind of getting back from some time off, and it's been really good to reconnect with them. And of course, it's wonderful to reconnect with all of you.
Yeah, I know. I love all that. And you know, what I'm finding now is if we look at it, there's really only a few things that really are essential to create an optimal life. And health is certainly right there in the center. And, you know, we're going to talk through this evening about habits and how they extend, not just in our physical health, but of course, our mental and our success in our business. You know, that you talked about really productivity. It's about productivity that allows us to become healthier physically, mentally, and put ourselves in position to truly get our message. We know this individually. I think everybody on this call tonight would say, yes, I agree that Optavia has been a blessing in my life. It's changed my life. It's changed the trajectory. Whether it's just getting started and just been a client and now just becoming a coach, or you still are just a client. It's not just a client. It's someone that's now raising their hand. And in the 35,000 decisions that we make every day, understanding that this one, the one to create better health and well-being for ourselves, is where it all starts. And I know now, from almost 20 years of watching, the experience is there. We have the tools, we have the components, we have the four essential things that can help people move forward. But it's how do we now scale it? How do we scale it both from the company side in terms of being able to, you know, ramp up our product development, ramp up our call center, all the things that you've been working on. And now we have this organizational model, this scorecard, so to say, that allows us now to work together, which has never been done before. A field organization working with a corporation in a collaborative, cooperative way, where we're not only working on the transactional things, but we're working on the values, the things that really matter. What are our values? And for the first time, sharing that. It doesn't matter that the corporate structure may have more built-in structure to it, but that's also changed too. You've just watched over the year where you're able to be flexible, to be able to move around and do the things from home. And our business is virtual. We can do it from anywhere, not just from the company side, but also from the field side. So something's happening here. And last year was kind of that discovery, like, oh, it's almost like, getting put in a football game and you haven't played before, and all of a sudden you are fit for purpose and you can not only do okay, you can do great. We know we can do more than great. We can come together. And so the challenge this year will be for all of us to work together, field leaders coming together and working to build in a process of stewardship so we can make sure that everything we do is available to anybody that raises their hand that wants to coach and wants to coach, whether it's their clients with the Habits Health system or coach into the business aspects that we're building in the processes and procedures so we become duplicable, not based on personalities, but based on having anybody that raises their hand can have access to that. And your commitment to that, Nick and Dan Chard, in a recent talk I had with him, we couldn't have better partners doing the stuff that we're not so good at, the financial parts and the parts in terms of corporate fitness that are necessary. But for the field side, for us to come together and work directly with the company when people are ready, we want them, just like everything else, we want them to first start with their physical and their own mental health, and then work on relational and then on organizational health. So what's neat about it, the anticipation is that this is going to be a year like none other. And the good part is the trajectory is going to be almost all for us, very positive, and allow us to come together and do great things. So just happy New Year's to your staff, to the internal workers. I know how hard you guys worked last year and were able to pivot and allow us to have an incredible year and start to be recognized such in Fortune magazine. And my anticipation is that working with the field this year is going to be unbelievable, a game changer for all of us. Thank you, Nick.
Well, I can tell you, we truly are filled with gratitude for all of the coaches out there, everybody on this call and beyond. It truly is an honor to partner with all of you. The mission that we are all about is so enriching, so inspiring, and it truly feels like it's just the beginning. It's my 3-year anniversary, and I've spent a lot of time reflecting, and 3 years can seem like a long time. Honestly, it seems like a moment in time. I can only imagine what we're going to look like in 3 years from now. And so I am so excited. I have never been more excited to be part of this mission. It just keeps getting better and better. So we recommit to you, as we do every single year from here on out, that we'll be a little bit better, a little bit wiser, a little bit more committed. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Nick, and thank your staff. And I can tell you, on behalf of all the coaches, we are very excited for this year to come. It's we are the game changer for the world. Let's take it to the scale so we can provide more and more people the opportunity to change their health and their lives. So thanks, Nick. Thanks so much. Okay, I want to move on and bring on Integrated Presidential Director Sam and Harold Prestenbach. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, Dr. A, we are great. Every time we get to hang out with our friends, we're amazing, right?
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And what's really great is tonight we're really starting, as we wish everybody a happy new year and we come into the new year. Most people go into a new year and they have great intentions. They set resolutions. They think things they'll do, but they simply don't have the processes, the support, or the vehicle in order to make those changes reality. In fact, while you're off on that week, of between Christmas and New Year, or from Hanukkah through New Year, you have a little time to think and kind of retrospectively and reflect. And then you get back in, and about halfway through the first week back at our traditional jobs, the stress is back. You're working to stay above ground and stay alive in work. And so we want to talk tonight not only why OptiVie is so different, but basically, as we lead from the future that we all want, the possibility, the structure, Everything is there for anyone that's on this call tonight to decide, just like Nick was saying, that by the end of this 2021, my life will be better. I'm going to be doing more things to help myself physically, mentally, financially, and I'm in a process to make that happen. So let's kind of use that as the theme tonight, lead from the future, act in the now, because the future is now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%. And, you know, just knowing that we have the support of corporate, you know, with Nick and what you guys were just referring to and talking about, and the email that you sent to out just recently, you know, really just reinforces what we're about to lean into and what's possible as we get clear on that vision, right? As we get clear on what it is we want to create, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know, Dr. A, I've been setting goals my whole entire life. You know, I resonate so much every time you tell your story of like when you're a little boy and knowing that you wanted to be on the ocean and have your own boat and all the amazing things, because I was that kid too. But the reality was before OptaVia, I missed more goals than I hit because I wasn't equipped with either the right vehicle. Like I had the vision, but I didn't have the right vehicle. And then I didn't have the right mentorship. You know, I didn't have the right strategies. I didn't have the right confidence, you know, and confidence leans into competence eventually when you're surrounded by all the right things, you know. So when we talk about leading from the future, that part, I think a lot of us, we get confused and we think, well, that's the right, that's the goal. That's where you want to, that's just where you want to be. But it's so much more than that, you know, for me. And Harold, it's like having the vision, the picture, and sinking your teeth into it so much that it's not if, it's when, right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And if I could add to that, I think that oftentimes people come through the holidays, not everybody, but a lot of people. And I think of it kind of like the bear that's been hibernating, right? And they come out and they're kind of like, yeah, kind of yawn and say, yeah, I'm ready to go at it again. The idea of creating that abundance, or the idea of creating that time freedom or the financial freedom or that health freedom or whatnot, the idea of it. But I think they need to switch from the idea of it, right, to knowing what they want, knowing it's going to happen, and then reverse engineer and acting to make that happen, right?
Yeah, no, I love that. You know, and if you really think about that leadership principle, which is the one that we, the first one of our six hot six, habits of transformational leadership, basically lead from the future, act in the now, is a structural tension chart. It's everything that makes up the habits health system. All these things are built on the same thing, and they are about knowing what's my desired outcome. What do I really want? Because what that does is that informs you every day. You only have the moment. You only have the present moment. And so every decision you make is either additive or subtractive, moving you towards the things you want. And if you don't know where you're going, if you go into the new year with a lick and a promise and nothing else, the world, the reaction, the things that are going to happen around you, everybody else will be determining your future. And by the way, the most important thing, our health, if we're not clearly focused on our health, then basically our health will eventually discharge. It's like having a cell phone. If you know you don't charge it, it's the energy level starts going down and then it doesn't function as well. So it's so key for that. And you know, in the Habits Health Transformational System and really understanding habits, and I spent two decades looking at that, the habits of a healthy business are the same. They're all part of the same things. They're understanding that habits actually allow us to automate what we do every day. And if every day you're struggling to have the discipline to get up, to make the calls, to do the things that are necessary, every day becomes a challenge because we only have so much power up here. The prefrontal cortex, you know, which we talk about in the habit loops, basically is a limited resource. It just doesn't have the power to be able to go through those 25 or 35,000 decisions every day. And so 40, 45% of what we do in our life is automated. It probably comes from something we used to take care of a problem years ago. Somewhere in our life we learned. But do you think that we learned both for our physical, mental, and for our success every habit that was absolutely optimum? Of course not. So the whole idea now is to focus on the habits that make the most difference. And obviously the habits of health, without your health, you don't have anything. Without your mental health, you can see what happened last year to so many people. They're so stressed out of the uncertainty. They weren't equipped with SOP challenge and choose. They didn't have the human transformational technology. And then from the business side, you know, the thing with our business is because we become our own boss and there's not somebody watching over you, every single coach needs to learn to automate the things that allow them to acquire support and basically lead their clients, acquire support, train, and lead their coaches. So the process is, you know, I love that we're talking about, yeah, let's set some great goals, Sam, but let's make sure we have a process behind it. And we're using, like you said, the right underlying structure, the right mentorship, the right system to make sure that we're moving forward and creating reality of that. And as you said, you don't know, you can't create the results. You can only do the work and get better at the activities and the skills in order to put yourself in position to become more productive. So I know that's important. You guys have tremendously changed your lives. I mean, your lives are changed and now you've habituated. You have habits that every day you get up, and when you were talking about, you know, what are the things that are most important for me to become this year? You know, so becoming is the key part, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know, one thing that we've been challenging our team with Dr. A was to focus on one or two or maybe even three words that you need to work on to create and become who you need to be, right? So what's like three words maybe people could put in a chat? Like for me, it's like patience. Maybe for some it's consistency. Maybe for some it's, you know, insert. But what are two, three words that you need to work on and focus to step in and become who you need to be to earn what it is you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you just said it so perfectly too. And you said that's going to inform you. It's going to inform you of the choices you need to make and the actions you need to take. And that's, you know, the act in, lead from the future, act in the now. For me, you know, Harold cast vision for me really well. He helped connect the dots. He was like, Optavia, baby, is the way. And I was kind of like, no, are other things the way? And he's like, no, Optavia is the way. When I finally trusted him and you and everybody else, and I could not deny the results, I couldn't deny the results. I wasn't getting the results. Then moving to, you know, acting in the now is the epitome of congruency. And you know, Dr. A, right? That congruency means what you think and say lines up with you, with what you do. And that was the shift. That was 100% the shift for us. When my head hit the pillow at night and I was thinking about the life we were gonna create partnering with Optavia, it steered my actions for when I woke up and I was thinking about the same thing. You know, where, you know, if you're here and you're listening and you're new or you're just awakening to the full potential, you're going to take actions that feel like sometimes it's not enough. But I guarantee you, any action each day in the right direction is enough, which will allow you to recalibrate because you don't hit the bullseye, right, Dr. A, by just one time. It takes skill over time to hit the bullseye.
Yeah. And I could say that that's the one thing that if you get anything from this call, from what I say, at least, is we married the process and we divorced the results, essentially, because you can't control the results. I know some of you are like, wait, what's he talking about? I'm not saying don't set big, audacious goals. You need to have goals. You need to have goals that you don't shrink down to make you feel comfortable. Otherwise, you're not even going to get out of bed or do anything because they're too minuscule to warrant you to do anything. So have those big goals. But what I mean by divorce the results is you can't control it. You can't control how many people are going to sign up every time you do a health assessment. You can't control if a coach is going to rank up and impact people and move forward, right? And realize their potential. You can't control any of that. But what you can control is your activities. And I would encourage you to put a metric on your activities daily. Have daily activity goals of what you can control. You can control how many live videos you do. You can control how many conversations you start. You can control how many follow-ups you do. And as Sam said, I don't know when, I don't know how long, but over time of marrying that process is you will get the results every single time. And that's what we did, Dr. A.
No, I love that. And you know, the reality is, yes, set goals. but then spend the rest of the time in the process, right? Doing the activity, doing the process, and then the feedback loop is to measure it so you can get better. And, you know, for every single, we have 5,000 plus people on this call, and I'm looking right at each and every one of you. If I could sit down with each and every one of you as coaches, and even as clients that are thinking about becoming coaches, I can tell you that if you listen to what Harold and Sam are saying, and you set your goals, set them things that you can stretch, but you know, don't set impossible fantasy goals, set things for the future as you move forward, and then do the work and continue to take the feedback, you have the opportunity to be successful. You know, is it gonna happen? Everybody is different, but I can tell you that the way the process is set up now, you can improve your health. If you take the life book and you start an element, we write your story first and you evaluate where your story takes you currently. By the way, that's what a commitment is. Commitment is what you're actually doing right now. It's so if you're 50 pounds overweight or you're not exercising, that's what you're committed to. That's the real definition of commitment. And then decide what are the goals. And I love, Harold and Sam, what you're saying is set the things in your business. Obviously, your fitness and Nick hit on that right on the head, that nail on the head is start with your fitness, start with your health. Your physical health sets the stage. The vehicle of our body is the template that allows our mind and our brain to function at an effective way. But beyond that, for your business goals, my gosh, we have the opportunity to be one of the forces that changes this world, this planet. And you have an equal opportunity to do that if you're willing to do the work and take the emphasis off of yourself from the standpoint of what you think about yourself and put it on what you want to create. And for every single coach on the line tonight, on the Zoom tonight, you have the opportunity. Now, people are going to go faster than you. Some of them are going to go slower than you. Some of them have more circle of influence and there are more people they already know how to talk to. But if you do the work consistently, and I love what you said, Sam, congruency is the key part. You can't say one thing and tell people to do one thing and do something else. It's consistency and congruency build the habit. So I'm just going to, you know, end with one last thing and then have you guys have your final thoughts. But the Habits of Health transformational clock that I created, the evening ritual and the morning routine, those are pieces of structure that everybody has control over. I started there because even if you're working for someone else right now and you're at a job all day long where you don't have a lot of control, you have the morning and you have the evening, which you can build in that discipline. So I suggest for everyone to start there. Go back to that element. Go back to those areas in the Habits of Health, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and read and start building in the daily habits, the micro habits, the daily rituals that fit into those areas. Because if you can plan your morning, have that time by yourself before you guys have kids, dogs, all that stuff going on, right? If you spend the time and start planning what you're going to get done that day, you're starting to lead from the future of your day to inform yourself of what's most important and prioritizing that so that gets done. So at the end of the day, you have a sense of fulfillment that you've actually moved in the direction you want. And just like you said, Harold, over time, these things become automated and they require very little thought process. If you look at people that are healthy and have healthy, it's because they have healthy habits. The people that are successful in business, they have healthy business habits. The key part is to sit down with your mentorship and decide and plan from those two models, how can I start structuring my day so that I can fulfill the things I want? And in this business, it all comes down to client acquisition, support and integration, coach acquisition support, and building a team with your coaches. So what final thoughts you guys have?
Man, you preach. I mean, we can add anything to what you said. I mean, it's an honor, but not a necessity, right? I would just say reverse engineer. You know what you want, where you want to be in a year from now, okay? And like Dr. A said, we're not going to say that we're going to go from zero clients and coaches to IPD by the end of this month. That's not, but get a picture of what you really want at the end of the year and reverse engineer. Ultimately, what it boils down to is tomorrow or even right after this call. But ultimately, you're asking yourself, what do I want at the end of this month? I'm here today. Where do I want to be at the end of this month? What do I need to do to achieve that? What do I need to do tomorrow to start working towards that? Every single health assessment counts. Every single post counts, even the ones that you don't make, counts either for you or against you. Every conversation, and I truly hope that all of you start believing that, that when you wake up, that every energy put towards awakening someone in yourself, like invest in your health. Dr. A, the best change I made through this last and final pregnancy that we had was I established a morning routine while I was pregnant. I took 6 weeks postpartum to give myself time to recover, and I got right back to it. You know, we've been 9 years into this and I'm still using the habits of health. I'm not perfect. I didn't establish that when we started, but I've been chipping away at all these goals all these years, and I have you to thank for it. So
yeah, thank you, Sam.
If I could say two quick things is one, 100% with the morning routine, disrupt patterns. If every year ends up the same, you have to disrupt some patterns. And I can recall when we used to get up and we didn't get up early enough and we were putting out fires with multiple children and multiple animals, as Dr. A said. And how can you have control of your life and your goals when you're constantly behind putting out fires and reacting? You have to be in control. Get up early. That's a win, all right? Second thing I'll say is be grateful. Be grateful for not what you have now. Yes, be grateful for what you have now, but also be grateful for what's coming. You need to welcome it in. Be grateful for what's coming. So every time you hit those activity goals and you check them off each and every single day, be grateful for that's moving me closer to what I know I want.
Yeah, love that. Sam, Harold, thank you so much for your words of wisdom. And let's have an incredible year. Let's have our leadership team come together with our company and change the world. So God bless you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless.
Cool. I'd like to bring in now Integrated Presidential Director Trey Begin. Are you there, Trey?
I am here, Dr. A.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. How are you?
Good. So I know we're getting ready to get on the next call here in a few moments, and you're going to run that call. And I think a lot of the stuff we kind of set you up for, didn't we?
Perfectly. Yes, you set me up perfectly. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Declare. That is our Zoom, our training for tomorrow or tonight, Declare 2021. We're going to go through some steps on how to declare in some ultra top secret, simple ways to set your declarations and reach them and move towards them tonight.
Awesome. So everybody, if you're just starting, this is your first time, you can look on the side there and take a quick photo of the Zoom link, because we switched Zoom link. This is the field led call that we're doing at 8:30, and there's your Zoom link right there on the side. And bottom line is, looking forward to seeing you there, Trey, as soon as we finish this call. So
yes,
thanks so much. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year.
Awesome. Great. Okay. I'd like to bring on now Pat. Basically, Pat and Karen, are you guys there? Integrated Presidential Director, Shots Line, cowboy and cowgirl tonight.
Dr. A, it's so great to see you. Happy New Year. We're so fired up. And, you know, we get an opportunity, Dr. A, to share about what's happening this Wednesday night. Because this Wednesday night, we're having our, Habits of Health community time together. And we have a special guest. In fact, Dr. A, because of our special guest, I even brought my jar and my rocks to prepare, because you're going to be our guest this Wednesday night, January 6th at 8:30 Eastern, 9:30 in the morning in Singapore and Hong Kong. Listen, guys, you do not want to miss this, because Dr. A is going to be talking about how to have a fresh start in 2021, how to allow the structural tension, much what we've been talking about tonight, to begin to shift you. So it's for coaches, it's for clients. You do not want to miss this Wednesday night. And Dr. A, thanks for being our special guest. You're going to be pouring into everybody, and that's why I got my jar and my rocks. And then Karen wants to announce what happens next.
Yeah, so after that call, which we were super excited about, we want to invite everyone to stay on and to join us for our Inspiring Stories of Transformation, because we are going to be talking about the impact of coaching, the trilogy of optimal health, and the legacy that you can leave behind. So that's what these hats are about, the legacy of coaching, because we started the legacy with our family. And we're gonna talk about progressive coach model and how that works and how you can leave a legacy for your family. So you don't wanna miss it.
And then the last thing we wanna say, Dr. A, is, and by the way, Nick, happy third anniversary. The last thing we want to say is if you have not been receiving the notifications about these gatherings.
Yeah, so if you haven't gotten the call or the text about the Monday Night Coach webinar, all you have to do is text Optavia Coach to 99000. And for the Wednesday night Habits of Health community time that we're going to be doing and the Inspiring Stories of Transformation, just text Optavia 30 to 99000.
You know, Dr. A, we're so fired up about this Wednesday night because the teaching that you're going to be sharing is something you helped us personally walk through. Listen, guys, get your clients, your coaches on there. It's going to be incredible. And it, for all of us, we all need a restart and a fresh start and how to allow the structural tension in our life to actually propel us to the next. It's what we were just hearing from Harold and Sam. And then, so back to you, Dr. A.
Awesome. That's I can't wait to be there with you guys. I don't get a chance to do that as much as I used to. I used to do those calls every week. And so excited to come back and be able to talk to our clients and our coaches about how to really have this year really focus on building the habits that can support tremendous health and well-being. And basically the other part is what we've said all night tonight, right? It's every single person, even if you're just getting started and maybe you haven't even brought on your first client, it really doesn't matter. You have now the mentorship, the structure, and the people to help you in the vehicle to help you create whatever you want in your life. So with that, become part of us, join this mission to help us change the world and make it a healthier and a happier place for people. God bless. See you guys on the next call. Bye-bye.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.